Are you getting enough sleep?
What happens if you don't get enough sleep? Randy Gardner, a high school student in the United States, wanted to find out. He designed an experiment on the effects of sleeplessness for a school science project. With Dr. William C. Dement from Stanford University and two friends watching him carefully, Gardner stayed awake for 264 hours and 12 minutes. That's 11 days and nights without sleep. What effect did sleeplessness have on Gardner? After 24 hours without sleep, Gardner started having trouble reading and watching television. The words and pictures were too blurry. By the third day, he was having trouble doing things with his hands. By the fourth day, Gardner was hallucinating. For example, when he saw a street sign, he thought it was a person. He also imagined he was a famous football player. Over the next few days, Gardner's speech became so slurred that people couldn't understand him. He also had trouble remembering things. By the 11th day, Gardner couldn't pass a counting test. In the middle of the test, he simply stopped counting. He couldn't remember what he was doing. When Gardner finally went to bed, he slept for 14 hours and 45 minutes. The second night, he slept for 12 hours. The third night, he slept for 10 and one-half hours. And by the fourth night, he had returned to his normal sleep schedule. Even though Gardner recovered quickly, scientists believe that going without sleep can be dangerous. They say that people should not repeat Randy's experiment.